first ride in the Jeep, top down and wind wild as the roaming javelina. I turned your way. As the mountains squared their shoulders and the sun melted on their peaks. Do you ever stop seeing the mountains? I asked, eyes full of their reflection. You shrugged. And I glanced their way again and whispered, don't ever stop seeing the mountains. I was 18 then. I couldn't imagine how anyone would ever not notice them. These guardians encircling this still and sacred land. The saguaros paused in mid-stride down the ridges. I was from the Midwest, you know. My mountains were cedar trees that poked holes through the humid air and through my bare feet below their canopy. My mountains were rusty silos pregnant with the year's harvest, and telephone poles with wires stretched from farmhouse to farmhouse, and the crumbling steps leading to the heavy door of my Catholic school. Never stop seeing the mountains, I reminded myself, as I insisted we lay the most verdant sod in the backyard of the home we just watched rise from a patch of desert dirt. Our patch of dirt. I was 23 then. But the cornfields beckoned every time I visited home, and I couldn't help but pet the leaves on trees as if they were the silken hair atop the heads of our future children. When the crescent-shaped studio became our next home, the mountains were our front stoop. Here is where I fell in love with all the desert offered in silent, unbending sacrament. Those mountains knew my footsteps and gave me her acatillo as daily bread and watched my own womb mountain emerge from my fertile soil. Never stop seeing the mountains, a song that circled back and lived now in me. I was 27 then. Our children have climbed the branches of her Palo Verdes and sipped the water from her hidden teeming rivers, holy water. They have called to each other from within her canyons and chewed a bit of the wild mint spied among the dry wash. I read once that some creosote bushes can be 12,000 years old. And then I cried, because, of course. I've made laurels out of globe mallow and garlands from her brittle bush and music from her mesquite pods. This is the place, this land of many contradictions, this percussion of my heart, the serenade of monsoons that holds a vigil for the tears that come when I try to speak of its beauty, of the way the arroyos filled, if just for a moment, on the day our children breathed in their first Sonoran sunset. Never stop seeing the mountains. I know that I belong here. I know because I've memorized the angle of the mesas that are framed by my windshield, and I can discern the winter light and the smell of coming rains. I belong here because my spirit learned to compose itself alongside the howl of the coyote and the tender display of the wildflower's center. The desert, she says, child, come closer. Beneath my robes is treasure, the kind you need not fear. I will show you how to protect yourself and still flourish and still love. And still feel worthy of those first desperate drops of rain, so that you open your mouth as wide as your first cry and splay your palms in holy receipt and take the gift that is yours. Child, never stop seeing the mountains. See the desert? She is wise. And I can curse the heat, but I know that even wildfire is a sacrifice the desert makes, so that a pine cone that has waited and waited can release its seeds in the blaze. and the dead brush can be offered as ash. And we can take that same ash and drag it down our cheekbones in a momentary ceremony of ourself. Because we too need release in the fire. We too need to burn so that everything old is new again. See, the desert, she knows. Never stop seeing the mountains. This is my supplication. Even among a city who draws quilts of smog over her head at night, and whose freeways tattoo her landscape, and whose shades of dust stand out so sorely. But then we remember that there wasn't any green in the womb. Browns and reds, the first colors we saw filtering through her skin. The desert, she is patron saint to all of those who were told, your ideas are barren, your heart a wasteland, your body shameful, your memories unforgiving. Because they forgot that you are so firmly tethered to the earth by deeply forged roots, and that you won't be shaken, and you won't go thirsty, and that you'll bloom when everyone least expects it. You are brutal, and you are beautiful. Never stop seeing the mountains. Please, never stop seeing the mountains.